You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East series, we're exploring music that combines both contemporary and traditional music from around the world. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia has this profile of a Latin alternative music band from Grand Rapids.
The West Michigan band is called Cabildo. Their music is a blend of rock, folk, cumbia, and ska. Two of the members are from Latin America.
My name is Julio Cano. I'm originally from Chile. A place called Patagonia in Chile.
Julio Cano is the lead singer of this eight-member collective, and he also plays the guitar. Cano draws inspiration from Latin American roots music, like the ubiquitous cumbia-style dance rhythm.
And this is funny because cumbia, we grew up listening to cumbia, but we hated it. Yeah, we hated it. We hated boleros, we hated cumbia. And this is not us, only us. So people within our age that, you know, grew up on rock and Espanol started playing like typical like 2-4 like rock rhythms, right? But eventually we grew up, we became old, and all of a sudden our perspective of things changed and we started looking back into our culture. And then we started realizing that those songs weren't that so stupid.
Another member of Cabildo is also named Julio. And just like his bandmate, Julio Viveros wanted to get away from the traditional music of where he grew up. The self-proclaimed metalhead is from Veracruz, Mexico.
Like in my town, I grew up with jarocho music.
Think La Bamba.
Everybody there is a musician. That's their lives. That's what they do for a living. And because I grew up with it, I did not appreciate it as much. You know, everybody would play it, so I'm like, yeah, I don't care much for it. Now that I'm here and grown up, I miss that.
Viveros sings backup vocals and plays the electric guitar in Cabildo. When he and Julio Cano met in Grand Rapids several years back, they quickly bonded over music and their nostalgia for home. Cano tells me he's a big fan of Chilean composer Violeta Parra. She's a pioneer of what's known as Chilean New Song. It was a renewal and a reinvention of Chilean folk music.
Gracias a la vida.
Violeta Parra is a great mother of the movement, and it had to do with going back to the roots of folk music. To rescue them, she used to go to the countryside and collect songs and then bring them back to the city and, you know, reinterpret them in a new, different way.
Cano is reinterpreting traditional Latin music in his own way, with lyrics that touch on very personal stories. In the song Introspection, Cano sings about losing his identity, yearning for his homeland, and being torn apart by grief.
It talks about a life crisis, and I wanted to reflect that into a song. So it has like two different moments, like fast and chaotic. And the song I'm describing that I'm losing parts of my body.
Then halfway through the ska heavy rhythm, the song slows down and picks up with a soft ballad.
In the middle of the song, it has a little like lullaby and talks about a tree and about going back to, in this case, the tree means home, right? My grandpa, when we were kids, he made me plant a tree. To me, that's a symbol of, as I said, going back home. So I was trying to describe, you know, how finding the strength to keep going on.
Both Cano and Viveros have a tight-knit group of friends in West Michigan, and they have their families. But not all has been easygoing for Viveros. In his song, Sin Fronteras, meaning without borders, Viveros talks about his frustration with the immigration system and how he spent 38 days in immigration detention.
You're treated like a criminal. You're shackled. You're you know, your hands, your feet. You can barely walk, and you have people barking at you all day. I learned the language, so I didn't have the problems that other people that were new in the country, and they were getting arrested, and then they would have people screaming at them, and because they wouldn't understand, it would be taken as, you know, they are not obeying or following rules. And you will see that every day, just people getting just screamed right in the faces.
That was 2 years ago. Viveros was detained for being in the country illegally, although at the time he was in the process of obtaining legal status. Ultimately, Viveros was able to get a work visa, and his court date to determine whether he can get permanent residency is set for 2019. Bandmate and friend Julio Cano was by Viveros' side throughout the whole ordeal. Cano tells Viveros it was a scary time. No one knew what was happening to their friend while he was in detention, or whether they'd get to see him again.
I mean, I feel like super emotional when I sing your song, right? Because I was a guy outside, and I was your friend feeling the anxiety, you know, of what's gonna happen to my best friend here in the US. And talking to your wife and talking to our friends and then getting letters signed, you know, to tell everybody what a great guy you are. You know, going through that process, you know, I feel the anxiety of being your friend and you being detained. But I just can't even imagine you being in it, inside, right?
For now, Viveros is focused on the present, but the future is still uncertain.
My hope for the future is that I get a permanent residency so I can visit my family in Mexico, and my parents get to see their grandkids, and my kids get to see how I grew up.
Both Viveros and Cano have grown to appreciate their musical heritage, and their mostly English-speaking fans have embraced it too. For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.
You can check out the band Cabildo performing their music in our studios. Go to our website, michiganradio.org. Songs from Studio East is supported in part by the Michigan Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.